Coach Ryan Ritter. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're excited to get up there.
Tell me about it. How did it all come about?
You know, so great question I've gotten a lot is, you know, we at Bethune-Cookman University this year, we, you know, unfortunately opted out due to COVID. And so, you know, the year was rather challenging for a lot of folks. We had our own difficulties throughout the year. But, you know, obviously the sad tragedy of Anthony Stewart, you know, earlier this year, we knew that, you know, Tennessee Martin was going to potentially be an available job. And about a month ago, Athletic Director Kurt McGuffin reached out and just said, hey, would you have an interest to talk about our men's basketball job? And, you know, didn't know a lot about Martin. You know, knew that it was in West Tennessee, knew it competed in the OVC. And, you know, as we started having conversations really the last month, I came to really, really love Martin and think it's got a chance to be a really special job. So we began dialogue. And, you know, as of, I guess, Wednesday, I was officially announced as the head coach. So it's been a great journey so far. We're fired up to get a staff and get a roster and go out and compete next year.
Well, and you've just, you know, you've got Memphis close, you got Nashville, you got Middle Tennessee, you can go up into Kentucky and Missouri. You've got a really solid recruiting base within, you know, about 100 or 200 miles in any direction.
Yeah, and that's huge. People don't understand that. You know, it is maybe a little more difficult to get to by flight, but there's so many hot spots, you know, within 3-4 hours that you can drive, make day trips. So you know, we're going to hit Tennessee hard, but we're going to hit those other spots hard as well and use our connections that the guys I'm hiring with are, I think, going to, you know, they're going to have some local ties where we feel really confident that we can get in there and put together a nice product and really try to compete in year one.
Ryan Ritter with us. You can follow him on Twitter just like that, at Ryan Ritter. Ritter, R-I-D-D-E-R, Ryan Ritter, if you want to follow him on Twitter. What do you do coming in? And you mentioned, and I'm glad you mentioned that the passing of Coach Stewart, Anthony Stewart, a fine man, just out of the blue, just passing away, and such a sad thing. His son, obviously, such a key component of that team as well, and in the situation that you're coming into. I'm going to go way back. Are you from Lexington, Kentucky?
Yes, so I was born in Lexington, Kentucky, and my dad was actually played at Berea College.
Okay.
And coached there for 8 years. So I was born in Lexington, lived in a dorm room over in Berea for my first 4 or 5 years, and then we were fortunate he got a head coaching job down in Florida, and we moved the family at that point.
And what, to Embry-Riddle, right? He's been coaching there quite a while.
He's at Embry-Riddle. He's just finished his, I guess, 31st year.
Wow.
You know, been fortunate to see him build a program from the ground up. You know, no scholarships, no facilities, and you know he's now in the NAIA Hall of Fame, and they've transitioned to Division II, and so it's been really fun to kind of see how he's grown that program.
How far are you behind his 716 career wins?
I have no idea. I'm not that good at math. I don't think I can subtract it like that.
But talk about what you played for your dad. You started coaching for your dad, and here he is, a Hall of Fame coach. What was that like?
You know, it was really special. I actually went away to college and played at College of Worcester for Coach Steve Moore, who is just one of the greatest coaches at any level of all time. You know, I wanted to come back and have the opportunity to play for my dad. So I redshirted and played my last 2 years there. And, you know, it really is special. Obviously, we competed, and we're fortunate to win a lot of games together. But it was just, you know, having your mom, your sisters, your brothers at the games. There's really nothing quite like, you know, going to practice and you know, just around family all day. And I will be very transparent. He did not take it easy on me. Held me very accountable, but ultimately it helped me, you know, grow in my passion of wanting to impact young people and ultimately becoming a college basketball coach.
I know you worked at Campbell University there for Coach Robbie Lang. And also, how old were you when you got your first head coaching job? What, Daytona State College, right?
Yep, I was very fortunate. Coach Robbie Lang is one of my biggest mentors. He's the best. Gave me an opportunity when I was 25 to be a Division I assistant, and did that for 3 years. And then Daytona State College, junior college, 28 years old, I got the phone call, and I didn't quite know what I was doing, but they took a chance on me, and we were fortunate to have some success there. And So yeah, 28, was there 4 years, and you know, just so appreciative of the opportunity they gave me.
Yeah, and talk about taking that next step to Bethune-Cookman and competing in the MEAC.
Man, that was a blast. I mean, that's the best way to put it. Again, you know, 32 years old, and the job comes open, and I've known the athletic director, Lynn Thompson, you know, since I was probably about 10, 11 years old, and truth be told, I was about to, you know, I was involved in a Division II job, and, you know, thought I had an opportunity, getting close to, you know, the top two or three candidates, and Lynn had called me when I was actually on my interview there and said, hey, would you have an interest in our job? And so we went to dinner that night and had a lot of conversation, and ultimately they took a chance on me straight from junior college. And again, I think we were pretty fortunate to win a championship in our first year and kind of turn that program, trending in the right direction. So to go from junior college to, you know, compete Division I, you know, you got 17,000 fans at Marquette yelling at you, telling you what they think about you. That was a, just, it's so fun to build that. And, you know, the opportunity that I had there, they'll never take it for granted. That is a special, special institution.
New UT Martin men's basketball coach Ryan Ritter with us this morning. So Martin it's a lovely part of the country there. Union City nearby and Real Foot Lake, and you'll learn all about that and everything. So where did they take you for your interview dinner? It always comes back to food here. So did they take you down to the Opera House restaurant downtown?
So we did not go to Opera House. This is actually kind of crazy. Kurt was serving on the women's committee. So
okay.
He was, you know, he was actually in San Antonio for about a month. And so we didn't have the opportunity to meet face to face until, here this past week. So they had a great committee. They, you know, after all the Zooms and all the interviews that they started moving forward, they brought me and my wife up there, and, we went to Union City. We had just a nice little casual dinner at Hops and Barley.
All right.
Yeah, so it was good just kind of see a little hometown joint that made us feel comfortable. We got a great wing spot in town called Hooligans, and it was very similar to that, so we were pretty fired up to just kind of hang out up there.
Well, I will tell you, I'm the TSU play-by-play announcer, so in football and basketball, I get to come to Martin a couple times a year, and you have to find this. It's called the Hearth. And you need to have somebody wheel you out of there because it's a buffet. I'm serious. You will cross paths. Here's what you got to remember. That goofy guy on the radio in Nashville, he told me about this place. He warned me about this place. So I'm just telling you, don't go in there. Don't go in there unless you're ready to get it on. I'm just telling you.
Hey, I've read about it, and I am fired up. I will be up there full time starting here this evening. And I'm gonna check on the Hearth.
All right. Well, you've got. I need pictures. I need proof. So tell me about your style of play. What can we see from the Skyhawks? What do you like to do?
Well, I think, you know, obviously we've got a lot of work to do on the roster. Whether that's going to sign, you know, 11, 12, 13 guys. So I think we're going to have a lot of work to do. But you know, traditionally we've been a team that can really rebound it. We play really hard defensively. But we've really trending more towards, you know, shooting the basketball and playing a little five-out offense. But at the end of the day, I think that the three things, you know, that are going to stick is, you know, we're going to defend, we're going to play extremely, extremely hard defensively, we're going to play with great passion, and we're going to be unselfish. And, you know, I think, you know, whether we shoot more threes or play up tempo, I think that's how we've been in recent years. But that could change, you know, based on the transfer market and all the available high school kids. So, you know, I think you're going to see a team that competes, is passionate, and really unselfish with the basketball.
Well, and you said it, the transfer market. I mean, it's, you know, once the NCAA rubber stamps that, you know, where is the transfer portal? Is it like out in the field in Kansas somewhere? Where is the transfer portal? And how do you get there? But it's, the way you fill out rosters now and going forward is the whole thing's changing.
No question. And, you know, I think there's still a lot of value in recruiting junior college, still a lot of value in recruiting high school guys. But, you know, that portal, what it does is it just gives you a measuring stick, and you can see what guys have done at the Division I level or Division II level. And so without a lot of in-person eval right now, I think that's why a lot of people are you know, counting and really using that portal. Now, will it die down in 1, 2, 3 years? I think it will a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's just a good measure of what people maybe are capable of doing at this particular level.
Ryan, congratulations. You're going to enjoy Martin. It's a great area. And I saw your Twitter handle with your two daughters. I know where your head is and where your heart is. Hey, thanks for joining us. Good luck. And I need reports on the hearth. First time there, you got to think of that goofball in Nashville, okay? That's got to be first thing on your mind when you go to the hearth, okay?
I got you. When we get to Nashville this year, I'll make sure I give you a scouting report on it.
All right. Hey, thank you. Good luck, Ryan. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.